Welcome back to Brass Stacks. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm sorry, Mr. Ellis left already, but I wanted to say to him, just before, in other words, it was the Friday evening that the House had adjourned, sunny day. I said to him that some of those people who came down those stairs would not go back up unless it would have been in the public gallery. Little did I know that it would have been all rather than some. However, I am still baffled by the fact that I heard you speaking about how stressful the situation was to barbarians with taxes. But I continue to hear this position of the over $22.5 billion in taxes that was imposed in the last 10 years on Barbadians. I mean, that is an astronomical amount of money, the highest ever, that I still cannot understand how people in this country seemingly want to come now to speak of how fast the government is going, how fast it should be going. In only two weeks, as though whatever has happened already is wrong, should not have happened. But they have not looked at what was left for this present government to deal with. Now, I just hear a gentleman talking to you about monkeys, right? And he spoke to you about the import bill. But if you look at this country over the past 10 years and probably beyond, all the plantations in St. John's, most of them are out of production. All across this country, out of production. And you know what I'm not hearing, Mr. Bryce? What is the cost or what it has cost the former regime to disband Andrew's factory and have it in the present state that it is in at this stage? That's a cost to disband it, got it how it is. Then they went ahead and say we are going to have this state-of-the-art factory plant, River Tambourine, all done in the spell. That is habitat for monkeys that we're trying to get rid of. If them trees ain't down there, you will got less monkeys, you know. But no one seems to be looking at that, and that is a total failure. Money went into that from the agriculture standpoint. Agriculture is dead in Barbados.
It's not dead, sir. Come on. It's not dead. It's not doing as well as it can. It's not dead. There's a lot happening in agriculture in Barbados. In fact, to my mind, it is the one sector that is underappreciated. There is a lot happening in terms of, in fact, all you got to do is look at the amount of people who are on the roads doing selling produce on a daily and especially on weekends.
But I want to tell you something, Mr. Price. A lot of those melons that you see are imported melons. A lot of them.
A lot of melons come from St. Philip.
I'm telling you,
unless St. Philip has really become a republic, there are a lot of them come from St. Philip. and you can get them for $1 a pound.
A dollar a pound.
And they're real tasty, that. I can tell you.
But you have a situation, Mr. Bryce, that agriculture, when you look at plantation, if you go in St. Lucie, real land in St. Lucie, not working, St. Philip, St. George.
But they're also, I mean, let's be fair. Come on, this one second. Let's be fair. You have to remember that a lot of things have been going wrong for a lot of years in Barbados. And we're not just talking about the last 10 years. Prior to that, some things were not going right as well. You have to be fair. Hold a second. I can give you your time. The point I'm making is that if land is kept out of production, I'm speaking on a correction, but I think it's 7 years, then that land could then be, you can change the purpose of the land and you can get, it can then grow houses. You can put into development for housing. And yesterday, I remember I was going to the area there with Blackman and Gollop, and that area all out there used to grow some lovely canes when I was going to school at Foundation.
You're talking about Staple Grove.
Staple Grove. And they saw them building a house. And that land, it's deep. It's, you know, the soil is very deep and rich. And they used to grow some lovely canes. And I see a house going up there. So the thing about it is, for years, we haven't had even canes around that area. And that situation is replicated all over Barbados. Because people didn't find it profitable. The landowners didn't find it no longer profitable to be in agriculture. And all I'm saying is that we have to look seriously, when I say we are talking about the government now, has to look seriously, and the country has to look seriously at what the way forward in terms of how we're going to develop our housing. Are we going to continue building houses in the ways that we're building them? In other words, where we're giving everybody between four to 5,000 square feet, or if we're going to be going up like condominium style. These are things that we have to discuss and move forward with, because we need to have more land in produce. But everything is a cost.
But Mr. Price, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Before, when Arthur went out of office, he gave to people $500 per acre to bring back plantations or land into operation. That was one of the incentives that were given to Barbadians.
$500 an acre?
$500 per acre. You can check it when Alpha did that. And I heard a former minister in the last regime to say that it was the former Barbados Labour Party that had destroyed agriculture in Barbados. I want you to check when Arthur had given an incentive of $500 an acre to bring back land into land that were not working into agriculture. That was given.
The figure sounds kind of small to me, but I don't know, sir. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
But I'm telling you, you can check it, and that is a fact. Somebody can come and confirm what I'm saying to you.
All right, sir.
But agriculture is the premise at which we should be operating right now. That is the only savior to this country. Agriculture.
I wouldn't say it's the only savior, sir. It's just one of the...
It's the best.
One of the sectors that we have to get up and running and functioning well. And it's going to take some time. Everything is going to take some time. And that needs to be recognized.
But this will go to show you. This will go to show you then what I am trying to... to think that the situation is in Barbados in the past 10 years that nothing was attended to, nothing wasn't working. And we don't think that 10 years is yesterday. You know, this is a long time that this country was going down, and you were being fooled.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you just said, Mr. Price, talk about the foreign reserves and how right now in if the former regime had come back, where we would have been or what would be the consequences for us Barbadians, we would be in dire straits, according to what you would have just said.
No. I asked the question. I didn't make a statement.
You agree that you spoke it, so that's.
I asked the question because it is a relevant question. The fact about the matter is that if you only have $440 million in reserves, you have to pay a loan of $120 million. But at the same time you have to do this, you have to remember that you have to get medicines for the hospital. You also have to buy oil. You then have to buy other essential items for this country. What do you do? How do you deal with that situation? It is one thing to come and talk off the top of your head, oh, this is wrong and that is wrong. But then what would you have done? If when you were in a position to do something, you were doing nothing, you kicked the can down the road. But yet now that something is being done, you're complaining about what is being done. You know, and when, yeah, but you would agree with me because I can see that you are pro BLP, and for what I'm saying, people will say I am pro BLP, but it's not that. It is just that people need in this country to be able to have large discussions that make sense, okay, and put aside their agenda, their party agenda, and their partisanship. Because
just hold a second,
I know.
Look at it and I like.
All right, yeah, but you may have taken that light, but I know because I know what is in front of me here, and I know what people say and do. And the point that I'm simply trying to make is that the Barbados Labour Party has won. They have 30 seats. They are in charge. Whether somebody likes it or not, the point is they are in charge. You can criticize as much as you like. You can go on social media and talk as much foolishness as you like. But, you know, at the end of the day, everything that you say and do cannot change the fact that they are in charge and they can remain in charge for 5 years plus 90 days if they want to be like the last government. Therefore, it would be better, in my view, if all that energy that's being expended in this that's such a negative, destructive manner is being put towards solutions to help this country go forward. Because at the end of the day, when, as I am seeing here, people talking about, the country is going to become healthier because more people can go out and walk now and just eat sweet potatoes, because that's what Motley and them doing. Because this is a sort of chart that I'm actually reading a message right now on my WhatsApp about that. You know, yeah. When you're seeing these sort of things being said, you have to ask yourself, don't these people recognize that they live in the same country, and therefore, if the country goes down, we all suffer.
You'll have to go.
Okay? And that is what I would like people to start thinking about. Anyhow, sir, we got to go. All Thank right. you very much for your contribution. Nice hearing you. It's 11:30. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Price. How are you doing?
Hey, my friend. How are you?
How are you? I'm fine, thank you.
Dennis nods hello to you as well.
Hello, Dennis. How are you doing?
And I know that you are, and forgive me, I'm going to identify you. This is Leroy McLean that's on the air, and somebody, a man who I admire greatly. And first of all, Leroy, I'm going to ask you before you get a chance to ask me anything. Agriculture. This person just now was saying that nothing happened in agriculture. I disagreed. I think that there's a lot going on in agriculture and a lot more needs to be done. This is a topic that's dear to your heart. And I want you to just talk a little about agriculture before you even talk about anything else you called in to talk about.
Well, actually, it is about agriculture that he called.
Uh-huh.
Because
and those plantations in St. John that lie idle.
Exactly.
Precisely.
Exactly. But with respect to what is happening in agriculture, there is, in fact, a lot happening, particularly among small farmers, with the non-sugar agriculture. But there's need for a lot more assistance and better coordination with respect to marketing. Well, not marketing as such, but having the markets available for the small farmers and having a more structured approach. But, excuse me, I remember in 2014, the then Minister of Finance pointed out that the only area of growth that there was in Barbados was in non-sugar agriculture, right? So there's a lot going on, and you quite rightly said those melons that the guy is talking about being imported, those are being grown here in Barbados. Mm-hmm. It is true, I don't buy any on the highway because I have a fundamental problem with people vending on the highway, so I don't buy any on the highway. I will go into the market and pay more for it rather than stop on the highway to buy it. But the we are doing a lot. The small farmers in particular are doing a lot. And if they can get more assistance, and if we can have a national approach. In other words, if we could settle and say, we are going to reduce this food import bill by $200 million over a two-year period, you know, and have a concerted plan and effort in that direction, I think that we will do a lot more. But with respect to the plantations in St. John, there's a lot of, you know, the ribbons that Severus use. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. And
be yeah, right. You know the ribbon that the Severus use?
Yes,
right?
Uh-huh. Mm.
There's a lot of that on both sides of the road where you pass Pool Plantation in St. John. And when you see that kind of survey activity, it's either that they're going to widen the road or they're going to cut up the land. Now, there are so many roads that require repaving in St. John that I would think that it would be a nonsense to widen that road. So I'm ruling out that. And I'm hoping that no one has been given permission to subdivide Pool Plantation land, or if it is over on the other side by Bowmanston lands. Because if there was permission given, it is obviously it cannot be permission given by the current administration. But if permission has been given for any subdivision of those agricultural lands, I will hope that this current administration revokes that permission, because that would be the start of destruction of valuable agricultural land. And as you pointed out, the situation there with Stable Grove is one that really, I must say, it annoys me every time I pass by that in that area and see what is happening. You know, and I remember a few years ago there was a town hall meeting in St. Philip, where the town planning department had this town hall meeting, and I specifically asked the question if there were any plans to subdivide the land from Staple Grove up to Six Roads.
Oh, yes, I remember that, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the town planner said no. And I kept asking the question, why would you be talking about putting in increased water supply in that area?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to be increasing human population, right? So it turns out now that what we are seeing is that whole area, Cox Road, if you go to Cox Road, the land is being bulldozed. And as you said, that is prime agricultural land, all along there where the school is built.
Yeah.
You know, and it, something has to be done. There must be a clear policy in this country to say, this area, these areas are designated for agriculture by law, and nobody, no minister, no town planner would be able to change use unless they go to parliament, right? But I am very concerned with what I'm seeing now taking place in St. John, because as far as I'm concerned, those plantations that were owned by Clico should now belong to the people of Barbados. Given the amount of money that the government of Barbados has invested, taxpayers' money, to ensure that the Clico policyholders and those persons who invested in Clico have not lost all the money and setting up new companies and all that, I believe that those lands should rightfully now be the property owned by the people of Barbados through the government of Barbados. And the government should move. I've said it before. I've said it over and over. The government needs to acquire those plantations in return for the amount of money that the government of Barbados has invested to keep Clico going, or to save the, mm-hmm. the investment of policyholders in Clico. I really think that it would be a crime against the people of this country if those plantations are allowed to be cut up for housing or for anything else. Right? We have areas of land in Barbados that could be used for housing. We need to do a proper survey of St. John because to determine what areas are best suited for housing. But we cannot, because a lot of St. John falls in the water zone, in Zone 1, or it falls within the area that is designated as a national park. So we've got to do something about this, stop this foolishness of just cutting up good agricultural land.
But the lands are already owned. From my understanding is that under the company Enlico, the new company, New Life, New Life Insurance Company, the lands are owned by government.
That's my
understanding.
It is time, but nobody has yet come out and made a clear statement on it, right? Neither under the past administration, I kept asking it, mm-hmm. and nobody made a clear statement on it.
Yeah, I know you feel very strongly about this.
I can tell you that I have seen an email addressed to a gentleman which stated, "Dear Mr. So-and-so, attached is a list of properties, Clico properties, that are for sale." And this came from the people who were acting as the receivers for Clico at the time, right? And it listed those plantations along with other Clico properties, the one in Hastings and the ones in Bridgetown, right? And Villanova, right? It listed all of those properties. So I'm saying that it is about time that somebody says what is happening to these Clico plantations, because the word on the ground is that there are people who are interested in getting their hands on them, not for agricultural purposes, but to convert the yards into townhouses and other things, mm-hmm. right?
My understanding.
So I feel very strongly about it.
Mm-hmm. My understanding is it's not just pool that is being surveyed. It also includes Clifton Hall coming from Edgecliff, right around the road going towards Sherbourne. And this person here is saying, up to yesterday, I saw surveying being done. I should also tell you, too, that there was an interview that was done by myself that came in December some several weeks ago prior to election. With the gentleman who was the executive chairman of Enlico and Rest Life, and he was making the point that they needed to survey the lands to make sure that the amount of property that they said is there is actually there. So I'm just wondering, Clennell Goodman, I was searching for his name in my head, Clennell Goodman. I'm just wondering if the surveying that we're seeing, it relates to that, but I will try to find that out, okay?
But, Mr. Price, all I'm saying is that let the people of Barbados know what is happening. Don't leave it to be any doubt, mm-hmm. right? If that is the purpose for doing the survey, come out and say that is the purpose, because as far as I'm concerned, it is property that should be owned by the government of Barbados.
Yes.
Therefore, say what is happening to it. It is too important to the future development of this country for these things to be in the dark. We need to have a clear statement from Mr. Goodman or whoever is responsible as to exactly what is happening to the Clico plantations. Because as I told you, I have seen an email where these properties were being offered for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it had on somebody's signature. It was from a reputable firm. And therefore, and the person that received the email is a reputable person in this country, and who also expressed concern that these plantations are being sold. So I want to know what is happening to them.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Thank you very much, and thanks for calling, and we'll talk later. We have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. Before I go back on air, I just want to read a couple of WhatsApp messages because there's so many. I am a construction manager with an interest in how the sector is performing. I have driven the length and breadth of Barbados and I'm shocked at the amount of undeveloped residential subdivisions. Even in my own neighborhood, which was subdivided some 30 years ago, is probably only about two-thirds developed. Barbados does not need agricultural land being cut up for housing when there are literally thousands of residential lots already available. And this other one, good morning, Mr. Price. I believe agriculture is too important to our very survival. Food is number three in the chain to life, superseded only by water and air, which is oxygen. Should be the synergy between agriculture and farming. It really ought to be given much greater prominence in the rebuilding and restructuring of the Barbadian economy. And this last one, thank you for what you just said. We putting aside our differences, the only thing that matters right now is getting Barbados's economy back on track. We go back to the phone lines. It's 11:48. Don't forget, at 11:55, we break for the Caribbean regional roundup. You're on the air. Good morning.
Mr. Price, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fair. I want to clarify a point made by Mr. Ellis, I am told, earlier in the morning. My name is Astor B. Watts, a long-standing member of the Democratic Liberal Party, and I want to put to rest the argument that he's thinking that we are not in existence in respect to what are we going to do. All of our members of the Democratic Liberal Party and well-wishers are, and we started back our Astor B. Watts lunchtime lecture last Friday, and unfortunately, the nation did not come to represent the nation. So I'm putting it to rest. We are alive and well and continue to do what we can in the interest of all Barbadians. I want to thank you, Mr. Price.
The point, okay, sir, thank you. But the point that Mr. Ellis was making was this. He was saying that with Mr. Stewart at the helm until August, put another way, instead of Mr. Stewart remaining until August, that possibly there should be more like an emergency situation where the leadership, a new leadership should be found, so that immediately the party can give a new direction. And they can move on because they have a tremendous contribution to make. And that's the point that he was making.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate that. And I can assure him that what the worrying point that you have just touched on, that is being worked on, and soon or very soon, there will be a statement will be made that will put that to rest, because friend of Stewart has resigned from active politics. And we have a cadre of young people who are willing to fill in and carry on the good works that we have done over the years. So do not panic. We are alive and ready to keep the fires burning.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Watts. Thank you very much for calling. Good health
thank
to you.
Mr. Price.
Okay, bye-bye. This is Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. All right. You're on the air.
Who's calling? Hello?
Yes. Now we're not hearing you.
How are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear. My name is Richard Paris. I live in Black Rock.
Yes, go right ahead.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. All right, I'm one I'm calling now. There are a lot of people that like your thing there. Wait, name now. Your moderator that is there. What's his name again? David Lettis. No.
This is Sanka Price here.
Hello?
This is Sanka Price you're speaking to.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Me, Dennis Johnson.
Dennis Johnson. Yes.
Right.
What I'm calling to say, they have a lot of people that like him.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Muhammad Nasser and other people that have got good conversations with him. I would like any of those people that have an ear to the Prime Minister or have an ear to the Minister of Tourism, that they should put a proposal to them that Dennis Johnson would be good, have a good, he's good, you know, the tourism good, and they advise them that they should give him a job working in agriculture. I mean, not in agriculture, in tourism, because I think that he has some very good ideas concerning agriculture. And I feel that all of them that talk with him so well, and any of them that have an ear to the Prime Minister or to him should talk to him.
All right, so Dennis has heard you loud and clear because he's right opposite me. And I have no other comment on that. Anyhow, we got to make sure we can keep our team together here. That's all I would say to that. Before we go to the regional roundup, since we only have 1 minute to go, I wouldn't take another call. Just let me read a couple of WhatsApp messages here. If I was the Prime Minister, I would allow all those 60 and above to retire with immediate effect with full benefits. I would suspend the import of tomatoes, sweet peppers, pumpkins, cabbages, and watermelons. I would increase taxes on alcohol and cigarettes. I would increase taxes on all unhealthy snacks and beverages. I would give tax breaks for gym membership. I would go to Parliament to allow for a reduction in the wages of public servants. I would immediately give out tax certificates for old income tax returns to be able to pay for land tax, driver's license, house repairs, car repairs, and if desired, government bonds. So that person has outlined, I guess, their budget. And then this other person is saying that Mr. Johnson is getting a pick as an ambassador. They're asking that question. And Dennis can tell you, just like David said, he has not been approached. Anyway, we have to go to the regional roundup. So we'll take a break at this point, and we'll be right back after that.